friends, Adama Developer PHP here, and I have a special surprise for you. This is one that I had at the site a long time ago, well, not a long time ago, but we had a source box and it was in there for a little while. A couple of people downloaded it and enjoyed it, so I figured I would re-release it to the crowd here at YouTube, and you guys can come to Develop PHP and download it free. And it has it's a full Flash ActionScript 3 template for CS3 and CS4. And what it has is a cool button menu system that shows my menu marker method. It's one of my methods that I use for menu markering. And what menu markering is if they're on that specific page, it makes the button a different color and it cannot be clicked again. So menu markering is pretty cool in Flash. It lets people know exactly where they are on your site, and they cannot re-access the page if they're already there, because that doesn't make any sense because they're already there. And so that's a really cool thing you can do in Flash. You can also do it in HTML if you're slick, but it's easy in Flash. And there's also a little cool beam or bar that you see that I put there that goes it's adjacent to the button menu that will show the user exactly where they are as well in your menu system. What else do we have? Cool animated header, awesome animations going on in there, glint effects, sparkle effects we've got in there, all kind of cool stuff. Spinning globe, each page is ready to go with a really cool masking transition animation using simple rectangles. You can also use circles and stuff in there. What else should I tell you about? Oh, it has a transparent background, the whole Flash file, and it's sitting on a beautiful CSS like operating system style desktop wallpaper type background that I made in Fireworks CS4. So you get the free CSS, the free coding for having the CSS, the transparent background in your Flash file, the free editable Flash template. As what more could you ask for? Now I'm going to walk through the file with you, so it makes it this more of a tutorial, and you can get a little bit of insight into the editable Flash file that you would get and the source files in the package. Okay, so when you download the free package and you extract the zip file to your desktop or wherever, whatever location you want to extract it to, you open that folder, you'll see there's a folder inside of it called root, and that would be your root directory, your main directory of your website. Click inside of it and there would be your index file and all that good stuff that would normally be in a root directory of a website. And we have a style folder, which is for your CSS background. And there's that background file I was telling you about. It's really pretty looking background that I made. Kind of Windows Vista-ish. But it was made custom by me in Fireworks, so you can, don't worry about it, you can use it free, whatever. Take it into Fireworks, change the colors on it, change the hue, and all that good stuff. Then we have the... What we have here is the AC run active content file, which is the default file that Flash outputs when you publish, for allowing it to render correctly in the browser. And then we have the Flash FLA file, the Flash SWF file, which is the SWF version of the movie without the background and all. And then you can just double click this to open it in Flash, and let's go ahead and do that. Mine's going to open in CS3 because I have CS3 set to open default all my Flash files. I have CS4 as well, but I use CS3 more even still that CS4 is out. I use CS3 more. Okay. So now, once it opens up, let's take a look at this thing. Oh, and before we talk about that, the last file that I didn't explain was this index file, which will hold the website, and it has the CSS. Let's open with Dreamweaver index file. Let's grab that, open it up, and look at it. Okay, so we have the index file holds the script, the JavaScript for the AC run active content script there, or whatever, AC FL run content script, and then here's the object file for the Flash, and you can see we have CSS up in the head section, and we define that background in the style folder to be attached to in this file, and all your pages in your site can have that background. If you want to have another page that doesn't have the flash file on it, just put this in the file and you'll have that background on that page too. Okay, so that's really it. You see, it's very basic. It just holds the flash file and has a little CSS that I put in there for having the background. And you can see we're set to transparent in the window mode. See? Transparent window mode in all parameters. Okay, that's enough of that. Let's talk about the editable flash source file now. Okay, I tried my best to make it intuitive, as intuitive as possible. And I know a lot of template monster files or flash files are hard to edit. You might look inside the FLA and you'll just be lost with the way the programmer set it up, because template monster wants you to go back and spend an extra couple of grand and have it edited to your specific needs by the programmers there. That's how they get you. Yeah, you can buy it for $60 and it's editable, but when you go to edit it, they make it, you know, so complex and object oriented sometimes, even to where you can't even understand it. A beginner cannot even understand it. So I set this one up to where it's a little more intuitive than one of those kind of templates, just because, you know, we're all about learning and teaching at DevelopPHP. So if you go, you'll see we have actions here for loading the movie. It all has a preloader and everything. You see these elements down here? That's your preloader bar. That way, if you have a lot of things on your pages in your movie, all throughout these pages, if they take a little while to load, you're set, because you have a preloader for your whole site. The whole site will be preloaded, and you can see the whole site is in a movie clip. It's called entire site. See that down there? Entire site. This is the movie clip. You double click inside of it. Well, first let's explain. After the preloader loads the site in, we do a little animation where the site tweens its alpha to go from alpha 0 to alpha 100, and then the site is accessible. And then inside, if you double click it, you'll see we have the button code, pages border, pages movie clip, and then panel backgrounds, which are these big panels for the menu and the pages. And then I put a pages handle here, so you don't, on the first frame there's no elements on the first frame of this movie clip, so we put a handle right there. Okay, so inside of the pages movie clip, you'll see all of the pages. And this is where you edit each page. Let's say I wanted to edit page 3. I would go here to where this page is showing right here, and then double click where it says page 3. There it is. And what's cool is you can go to DevelopPHP and snatch up, if you go to Adobe Flash here, I've got tons of free source files that are cool stuff to plug into your website. Most of them are even set up into movie clips where the plugging in is easy to do. Some of them will be a little more difficult for you, and I don't really have the time to come out and help you with your project personally, but hopefully it'll be easy enough for you. But there's, look how many. It's just tons. And Jonathan Jason's got some too. Good ones. Okay, so yeah, that's pretty much all you need to know. Is you can dig into the file and there's nothing external about it. Everything is right here inside the file as it is now, and the button menu's sitting right there on the pages MC layer with that pages handle clip right there. You see you have buttons sitting on top of it. You can edit those, edit these buttons, and anything you want to do to this. Okay, so we hope you enjoy that, and we'll see you the next lesson.